Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day!
G'day, mate!
G'day!
G'day! Sorry if you've just woken up or were trying
just
to sleep.
Panicked Andrew in a way that I've never seen happen before.
I know, but you're back, baby!
I missed you! I'm home. Anyone want to talk about koalas? They're not a bear, it's a marsupial.
I missed you so much.
Isn't it gorgeous? I'm wearing a red t-shirt. I bought. No, you're getting confused. It's gross. It's in big in German. It's a ladies double XL. It is of a koala with diamantes, and then it says Australia in diamantes under my boobs.
It's really.
It's gorgeous.
Jarring.
It's gorgeous.
It looks like you've just been through a divorce.
It lets people know that I've travelled.
It hurts my eyes. If I'm honest,
I can't believe I'm back.
It's been a whirlwind. Tourist choice. This T-shirt. Very American tourist.
I am an American tourist.
Yeah. Should we say what the podcast is? Where you've
Sorry,
been? Why you're back?
Hang on.
Oh really?
Sorry.
Rushing me. I've just had my darling angel back to me.
I haven't been in Russia. I've been in Australia. We're off. We're taking flight.
Hello and welcome to episode 86 of Trusty Hogs, the podcast where usually Helen Bear and I talk about our lovely lives. But may I say, she's been away for an age. She's back. We're happy to talk. We're happy to catch up. We're dying to hear about her trip to the beautiful country that is Australia. I don't know if you heard, but that's where she went.
It's in Australasia.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we're going to listen to your problems and honestly, that's
probably just talk
today.
About ourselves throughout.
Yeah, exactly. Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're going to give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests.
Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
Helen, you've been away now. Look, may I say
for a month.
I'm actually sick of this shit because I've actually had Chloe Petz in here telling me about their time in Australia and I'm tired of it.
I listened to both of those episodes.
But I am delighted to see you back.
Thank you.
But I do need to have a word.
Right, so we...
No.
Okay.
I'm going to speak
What
now.
Did I do? Because I know you're annoyed. And okay, go on, sorry.
Andrew, if you could please, I'd like you to now play a part of a podcast a couple of weeks ago we recorded where I said, something to the effect of, you guys mean so much to me and I love our podcast. You know what we should do? We should all get a tattoo of a pig together. Please pause. Andrew will at this point play in the clip from that podcast, I hope, if he's able to. If we got to 1,000 patrons, would you be up for a Trusty Hogs tattoo?
Where the fuck is this coming from?
The three of us, a matching hogs tattoo.
Just say hog?
No, we can decide what it says, but at 1,000 patrons, we could get a tattoo, the three of us.
Remembering that none of us have tattoos already, so that would be our identifying marker if our bodies are found at any point.
A tiny little piggy.
You would be willing to have a little piggy tattooed on your wrist. You know what? Catherine will get a tattoo.
No, yes.
If we get, I'm not getting a fucking pig tattooed on me.
What about like a TH? Or
nope.
A TH?
Or like a, come on, guys.
I'm not getting any tattoos.
Hug?
Oh my God.
That's worse. Hug. You're making it worse.
Hug.
I cannot believe that you're the one that wants to do this.
I think we should get a little... Well, somebody tried to design me a pig tattoo that we could all get if we get to 1,000 patrons.
Who is trying to design you a pig tattoo?
We might have some tattoo artists following.
Hypothetically, maybe.
Are you serious? Neither of you are even kind of up for this?
No,
what about...
All.
No! Oh, wow. Back to the extras.
Should we leave this in the extras as it sort of
crashed
and burned so dramatically?
Only because the two of you are chicken shits.
Yeah, this is going in the
extras. You can get a chicken on a little a trampoline.
You can't just shout, let's put this in the main episode. It's so annoying for them to edit it.
Andrew can get a ghost.
Holy fucking shit. Good luck with that.
If you'd like to have more context for that clip, it's actually in the extras.
Oh, it's
fabulous.
I can't be blamed for not... I've got no memory.
But do clip it in. And then you said, I would never. I'm not getting a tattoo. I'm never getting a tattoo. I'm not getting a tattoo with you.
Did I say that? Oh my God.
You went so hard. You were like, I'm never getting a tattoo and I'd never get a tattoo with you. Like, you were so specific. And then I open my Instagram.
Liar, Olga messaged you.
No, I'd seen it on fucking... Oh, she messaged me before.
Bullshit, we messaged you while I was on the bed.
I misremembered. I opened my phone, is my point. And there's a photo of Antipode and Helen getting a fucking tattoo with Olga. And I think, A, incredibly hurtful. B, what the hell? What's wrong with me that she wouldn't do with me? C, maybe. The only redeeming factor would be that it would be something that means more to her than this project we've worked on for 2 years together. What is she getting tattooed on her ankle? Oh,
a golden gate
time. Ice cream that I suggested she should have when she goes to Australia and that she doesn't even really like that much.
The taste. I've only had it twice though. It was a strong choice for a first tattoo. I'll give you that. Do you want to see it?
I want you to explain yourself.
Yeah, I'm tatted now. I'm tatted in Australian. So I'll show it to you.
You basic ass bitch getting a tattoo of an ice cream you've had one time. You're not showing it to any of the cameras. Well, you have to face the lens.
We're getting the angle right. It's worth it. I can't twist my foot without breaking it.
You
anymore.
Need to turn it around a bit more.
It's of an ice cream. It's of a bite out of a Golden Gate sign, which
you're
just...
not even gay.
Okay, but I'm friends with you, and
not me more. Not enough to have a tattoo.
Honestly,
best friend, but you wouldn't get a tattoo with me. But you get a tattoo with Olga.
You know what? Gwyneth had the exact same reaction. She did not think it was funny either.
I don't think it's funny. You go on holiday with another ginger woman. And you do the thing that you said you explicitly would not do, even with me. Can you explain yourself?
I don't know how to explain it. Australia got into my heart.
No.
And it got into... Okay. Sometimes in life, something very significant happens. And, okay. You know what? Olga's just a great gal.
No.
Okay. I worried that my first tattoo experience with you would be so painful. I wanted to make sure I got something out of my system before we get to do it together.
You said you'd never do it.
Yeah, okay, so I fucked up.
Yeah.
I friendship fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hurt my feelings.
Did you hear something? Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm glad it's sore.
It's not sore. I don't even feel it, actually.
I'm glad it was
Actually,
sore.
It does hurt. It does. Because I messaged you after it happened.
I'm sorry about what I initially said. That wasn't very mature.
You, Catherine. So Olga said, I was lying on the bed. Later, she just started and I went, Catherine's going to kill me. And I had no idea of this. I completely forgot about this conversation, but I just knew you were going to be pissed off. I knew you were going to be pissed off. And Olga immediately whips out her phone. And it's like, Helen, what are we doing? Say hi to Catherine. And it hurts. So it's not a scratch. Have you got a tattoo? You won't know because you're not tatted. I'm tatted, so I know. Thing is, when you're tattooed,
I will kill you.
And you've got a twitch that's just grown above your eye.
I will kill you. Oh, my Botox is kicking
in.
Can
I make it clear that I went through a lot in Australia, like a lot emotionally.
Finish the last sentence. What you were going to say is that I quite unfairly, to be fair, did immediately text you and it was
it should be infected.
I hope it gets infected. Yeah.
That was unkind, Catherine.
Which it probably will because it's you as well.
No, it hasn't been so far.
That's shocking.
The only thing I was worried about is on the flight back, I had it done like 3 days before we flew back, yesterday.
Oh, so you could have waited a week.
And my ankles were so swollen. I was like, oh shit. No, because you need to get it in Australia because it's an Australian thing. But now I think I'm going to be tired. So I want to get a pig with you and Andrew.
No, fuck you. I was only going to do it because we were going to get our first one together. Now I have no interest.
Okay, well, I can get it removed and then have another one. It's not the same. Okay, you're just angry. Can I explain myself?
Please.
Australia gets into your soul.
Oh my God.
Haven't you been to Australia before?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you get a tattoo when you went over there?
No.
No, Catherine's not as fun as
Did I get
Helen.
A meaningless tattoo without Helen? No, I didn't.
It's not meaningless. I had an ice cream every day for 3 weeks.
But you had
do that anyway.
Twice.
No, but like I had it there, so it's different. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, what?
I literally
had a Golden Gate Home twice. Yes, I really fell in love with gelato.
Episode, I told you to have a Golden Gate Home.
I don't remember.
Yeah, this is all true.
I was basing it off a text from Heidi Regan.
You friendship whore. Pause. Andrew, play the tape.
In my defence, I remember.
Please, if
nothing.
That's possible. I don't know if that's possible.
It's quite a tight turnaround for this episode, but yeah. I'll try.
Thank you.
It's a lot for Andrew.
I stand by. Play the tape. Okay. Because it turned out I always wanted to say that.
Eat a Golden Gate Time, send me a pic.
I'm going to eat a Golden Gate Time and send her a pic. I have no memory.
You piece of shit.
I know, I hate myself, but I am up for getting a pic with you. I am.
Off. I don't
you,
want
you,
it.
You don't want it now. You're just done.
No, fuck you.
Fine, but then I'm going to get a tattoo with Olga every city we go to because we're going around Europe in September.
Best of luck.
Oh my every God, you are city. Being such a bitch.
I'm not the bitch.
Andrew, tell her she'd be bitchy.
I'm on side Catherine.
Because it's objectively wrong what you did. It was hurtful.
Yeah, Helen fucked up, but Helen...
Even Gwyneth agrees.
Yeah, well, Gwyneth was hurt by it, I'll be honest with you. Whereas Frances could not believe it because they sent me a video of them singing Tattoo, all the things they said, like the night before.
That's good stuff.
And then Frances was like, can you believe it? And I was like, it's fucking meant to be. That's insane though, isn't it?
Well, if they sent it to you beforehand, then...
Yeah, like it was like projecting. Yeah, it's so cool. And so now I'm tattooed.
I like Gwyneth more.
Francis
has gone Quokkas, down in my estimation.
I met Quokkas.
Stop distracting from this.
I went to zoo sanctuaries.
Did you have a good time?
Honestly, it was so good.
Okay,
it
fine.
Was so good. But okay. I also know that Chloe's been like banging on about Australia.
Yeah.
But like, I've seen Australia. I went to Sydney and Perth. Whereas Chloe, just Melbourne, very different. I was in the water 24/7.
Did you listen to our episodes without you?
Yeah, I did. And I felt so seen because I was so nervous to message you to be like, I spent through my per diem in the first 5 days.
Yeah, that's not
Chloe,
surprising.
And I was like, that's fine. I did 2 tasting menus in Sydney. I never had a tasting menu before in my life. I was like, $200 on a meal, fucking worth it.
Did you love it?
Yeah, it was so
cool. Okay, rewind.
I like oysters. I like scallops.
Okay, well, there is a...
crab.
Genuine.
Who'd have thunk?
Okay, Helen, there's a cost of living crisis and we ask people to support our Patreon.
Yeah,
so
well, you need
down,
to support me. You
Helen.
Must. Helen. Because I've got a taste for the finer things now. It's going to get bad.
As if you can say that legitimately while you wear that T-shirt and $12. A fucking Disney princess
$12
necklace.
$12 and Frio. This is... Yeah.
Can we talk about, please, you had something, a story to tell me, you said.
There's... Oh, no. Yeah.
And I'm nervous.
I'm nervous.
Go on.
Okay, I had an incident in Australia, like a really bad one. What? And I don't, and I was like, I don't, I honestly, I couldn't tell anyone for 24 hours. I should have flown home, I think.
Were you in the hospital?
And then, no, I should have gone.
Were you in the police office?
No, I should have been arrested though. I should have been arrested.
What happened?
I had... Oh, so sweaty. Like, have you ever had something happen to you where you're like, I have to take this to the grave?
What are you talking about?
Okay,
start at the beginning. At the beginning. Don't give the punchline away. I don't think there was
a punchline.
Oh, sweet God. Okay.
Okay. I had 2 nights of heavy drinking, like heavy. And I.
Wait, hang on a second. Is this going to be a poo story?
No.
Thank God. Okay.
Wee wee.
Okay, so go on. So you had 2 nights of heavy drinking.
I went to bed in the hotel room.
You did not wet yourself. You did not wet the bed.
I just wet myself.
You did not
I
wet.
I wish I just wet myself.
You did not wet the bed.
I go to bed. I can't figure out the aircon situation in the room. I thought it was a spare remote for like a TV that was hidden from me, which I thought was funny.
Right.
So I sleep in naked, very warm. I'm very pissed.
Are you alone?
I'm very pissed. I'm alone. I'm alone. I'm alone. Okay. I've got no idea what's happening. I wake
up. Can you stop with the accent?
I wake up a couple of hours later. I've got to do the accent because I've got to remove myself from it.
Right.
This is a trauma response.
I wake up a couple of hours later.
Don't cover your mouth. We need to hear the story. It's a podcast.
Naked in a stairwell I've never been to before. Pissing myself standing up. Oh my God, Sam, don't look at me. Actually, no, neither of you look at me. Neither of you look at me. Just don't look down. It's like, oh, my God. Oh. I'm panicking. I was naked. I'd never been to this stairwell before. I'd been in the hotel for like 2 weeks. I didn't even know there was a stairwell. I thought it was just a lift. And I came to, standing up, looking down at this puddle growing around my toes. Naked.
Wait.
So naked.
A second.
No key, no phone. Okay,
what?
Questions.
Wait. Hang on. Stop. Take a breath. Breathe with me. You're not there anymore. Breathe with me. You're not there anymore. Now, hang on a second. So you are purseless, bagless, keyless, boneless.
I have nothing.
Naked, stood up, weeing in a... Because, of course, you didn't know there were stairs because you were taking the lift. That's fine. But then you... So you've obviously gone there drunkenly thinking it was the bathroom in your sleep.
That's...
Helen.
It was four doors away from my room.
Helen.
What had I done?
Wait a second. What time is it?
It's early hours, 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
Okay, I have to know, how did you get back into your room?
Oh, Catherine.
Did you have to go naked to reception?
I wish I could get to reception.
Were you stuck in the... What are you saying? What happens next?
I woke up pissing myself.
Yeah, we got that.
It took me about, I'd say, probably 60 seconds to really come to and realise the reality.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my fucking God. I'm disgusting. Oh my God. What have I done? I haven't walked in years.
Oh, Helen.
And I'm next
you,
to
you. Wait, did you used to sleepwalk as a kid? Wait, did you used to sleepwalk?
Last time, 31st of August, 1997, when we were on a family holiday in Paris. I think I killed Princess Diana. It's a whole thing. You know that already. And then I hadn't done it in years. I come to in this stair while I'm pissing. I try the door next to me and it doesn't open. I stop pissing. Sorry, Andrew. It just, you have to understand, the first couple of people I told this story to, I lied and didn't tell them about the piss, and I'm just still like, I'm still trying to be honest. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you're trying the doors.
It doesn't open.
Wait, you're trapped.
And so I'm going.
You're trapped.
The floors. Yes, girlfriend.
And you stink of wee. And the whole...
No, God, well, God sight dank, I had no clothes on. At least, didn't, you know, there's a puddle, but it's not on me. Anyway. Thank God I had the foresight to split
but
my legs.
But the hallway,
you know,
stinks.
I mean?
Wait, you can't
yes,
get...
there's a pissy smell.
But you can't get out.
Not the
you can't
problem.
Get Andrew, no questions at this time.
Okay. No, I would like to take it because I feel like Catherine's come with judgment, whereas Andrew's have a...
I'm coming with questions.
So you say, oh, thank goodness, there was no wee smell on me. So whatever happens, when you were resolved the situation, they find a naked person in the stairwell or whatever, you're just going, oh, there's a puddle of piss, but that wasn't me.
I'm hoping, honestly, Andrew, I'm
plausible deniability has the word plausible in there.
I'm Helen. In such a blind. The plate just fell over in my panic.
I'm so shocked. I need you to go back to facts though. Facts. What happens next? Are you trying
the doors? I try opening the door, and the reason I probably, fuck it, forget about it. It's not worth it.
You're trying the door.
I'm trying every single door on every floor and none of them are opening because I couldn't even get back onto a floor. And I'm there and I've definitely, for some reason, even though I had not been in it, I knew I was in the hotel. Like something just told me. I was like, you are in the hotel, but you are so naked and you have nothing. I was, and none of the doors would open
not
onto
one
the floor.
Not one iota.
No, I have two hands and I've got three bits to cover. Okay, you're already in a tricky position, but I can't even forgetting the fact I need someone to help me here.
Are you holding yourself,
Catherine? At this point, I'm just naked, running around, trying every door. Okay. I'm not screaming. I'm not shouting. I don't want to create a scene because I feel like I've already done it.
Okay, so you're walking in silence, somberly to each door.
I'm like trying everything. Nothing works. I go all the way down to the bottom. So I'm like, maybe there's a basement.
Where you can go and die. I would have gone there to die.
And they'll be like, and I was thinking, like, when I went to the hotel, there was like old towels out somewhere. I was like, if I could cover myself, then everything would be easier. No basement, but there is a door that opens onto the street. And I'm not staying there anymore. It's called the Urban New Town, and it's a busy road.
Wait. I need to process this information. Sorry. You open the door.
It's so simple.
Wait. You open the door at 2 a.m.
I'm going to throw up.
Are there people on the street, people milling around?
No, but like I am waiting for cars to come past.
And
like,
you need to get yourself from whatever exit you've come out of, presumably like around the corner from the main entrance. You're going to have to walk yourself nude around that corner to the main door.
It's not nude, it's naked. It's very different.
Okay, so you have to walk yourself around the corner to the main door. Is that what has to happen? What happens next?
God sent me a sign.
What happens next?
God sent me a sign. There was a door to ring, a doorbell to get a night receptionist because there's no one on reception and I can just see through it through the door.
Wait a second. How many steps between the door you've just come out to the reception door?
I take my naked body out the door, but I refuse to lose my last door. This is the only door that will move for me. I keep one toe in it. Cars start going past. I couldn't give a fuck.
Do you have to spread your legs to get over to the...
I lunge. Please stop. Because you're not like...
You understand I have to ask these questions. So you lunge, one toe in the door, you lunge your ass cheeks open and part as you reach for the night.
Which, thank God I can reach because I'm tall. Thank God.
Yeah, my little tiny ass would have to be out.
I'm like, ring, ring, ring.
Wait, does the night receptionist appear and see you?
No, they on the intercom I get,
hello.
Because you can remember, night reception is a very specific sort of person that does not want any human contact, specifically from a massive lady who's naked and covered
naked
in piss.
Outside. He doesn't even know about this.
And I was
female,
like,
or male voice answers?
Definitely a young man.
He's on his summer job. He's on a summer job.
It's his dad's hotel. He doesn't want to be there.
Okay, he answers and says hello.
And he goes, hello. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to level with you. And it's this level of panic. I am not, I promise I'm staying at the hotel. I'm in room 221. I'm so naked. I've slept walked. I say nothing about piss. You mustn't. I couldn't even fathom getting
that's
there.
That's tomorrow. That's not even at the top.
But I made it very clear. I'm in the stairwell. Helen. You must come get me. I am naked. I have nothing. Like, I was born. I was hungry. Were you there? I'm screaming in panic.
What is he understanding you as a...
Oh, he is like, there's a loon on the street. And I keep saying, Helen Bauer 221. Helen Bauer 221. Be like, maybe you can check in the system. And I was like, I've slept walked. I promise I'm not, like, please help me. And then he goes, oh, give me a second. And there's nothing. And I'm just there, like, being like, do I just stay here?
Finger on the bell, toe in the door, car's driving by, your ass is parting.
Spread eagled like this. Like, what
is... Pause. I need a minute. I need a second. I'm still processing. Hold on. Hold on.
I'm not ready.
Hold on. Has anyone walked by?
No, just cars. I honestly, I feel like there is a God and I thank him every day.
Okay, sorry. And you may now continue. I just needed to catch my breath.
Arrives a man.
What?
About 5 foot tall.
To where?
And I don't know why it's important.
Hang on. It's important because he's looking up at your tits. It's important. Hang on. He arrives from which door?
So, reception is there. There's a door that doesn't open that goes into the stairwell, and the door that does open onto the street, and then the doors that you can't get into reception unless you've got your key fob.
Yeah, I got you.
So he comes through reception through the door that he can get through.
Pause.
To get into the stairwell.
Is he looking out at you before he comes out the door through a glass door?
He's gathered there's a naked girl. He has not seen the full goods yet. And you've got to remember, my breasts at first are a little bit intense.
Yeah, it's a lot. Okay? It's a lot.
Now, as a petite woman, you might not have experienced this.
I've experienced none of this.
You might have done living through life as a man. You know when you someone turns around and sees you and they immediately get a bit spooked? Like, they're like, oh, God, I didn't know there was like a man on the street. As a larger woman, every now and again, I do get that from other women. They're like, and they're like, oh, sorry. And it's like, it's okay. Yeah. Like, they're just a bit spooked.
Yeah.
Very rarely, seldom, does a man freak out at my body.
You're fully
but
naked,
he
babe.
Came
He's
through and
to...
he went,
may I say, I don't think that's even about like your size or height. I think that some of that has to be about the fact.
He was coming up to here, but and I Helen... went, help me! And he went, oh! He doesn't even know about the piss at this point. His night's about to get so much worse.
Hang on!
How many breaks are you needing? So Neil said I didn't tell you. I think I should have done. Honestly, can we put it in the extras?
No, it's too much of the episode. We have to. You must persist. Wait a second. I'm so sorry. One second.
This is not helping. This is really not helping.
So you shout help and just
help me. And he goes,
at which point, can I have some for logistics? Is your toe still in the door?
I've joined him in the stairwell. Okay. Which I actually think was a fucking poor move on my point, because we should have got Lifty. And also, how about this? He should have brought a fucking towel. Okay? I am so naked. And I was very clear I was naked. The young boy should have brought a nice big bath sheet for big naked poor fat Helen, because she was struggling. Okay? And that was his job. And did he do it, buggery?
Wait,
okay.
Please. Please wait just one second. Sorry, okay. Sorry, oh, that's on me. Sorry, so you're stood together in the
He's recoiled.
In the stairwell. Who speaks first?
He has no chat. Okay, and I need him to talk.
Helen,
so at this moment I'm panicking because I've got two hands and I've got three things to cover.
Yeah.
So I go for back, bum and tits. Fan
you
me
went
out.
Back, bum and tits?
Obviously that was a joke. I thought it'd be funny. Just to diffuse attention.
What did you I'm go with?
I went with tits and fanny.
Yeah, fair.
So
he's leading the way up the stairs?
And I go, floor two. Now, at this point, I remember there's a puddle of piss somewhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And he's not saying anything.
I'd forgotten about it.
And you know what, he's not saying anything. No,
he could have said something.
Baby, he is repulsed by me. I might have still had some urine dribbling down my legs.
What age is he?
I'm going to say 19.
Oh, fuck. He's young. He might never have seen a woman naked before.
Not one like this. Oh, God. We're walking up, he's not saying anything, and I'm just like, fucking.
What are you saying?
I'm like, oh my god, I'm sleepwalking, eh? But it happens all the time. The one thing he says is when he turns around, I go, I bet it happens all the time. And he just goes, never. Now, here's what's awful.
Hang on, you can't speak because I need to drink and I will spit it out if you say anything else. Never. Okay, so you've climbed one set of stairs, have you?
Mm-hmm.
And then
we need one more set of stairs. We get to my set of stairs.
Have you reached the piss yet?
Honestly, and yeah. This has been completely honest.
Helen, come on.
We might have done. We might not have done. I was in such a panic.
Yeah.
Your
life's flashing before your eyes.
We could have been standing.
Your life's flashing before your eyes.
Oh, my life is over at this point, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
And it was so weird because you know I've never experienced shame. Before.
Ever. I've
so
never
it was
seen
first
you.
First time experiencing.
Oh, baby girl. That's me every single day. May I tell you though, you're still so impressive because honestly, I'd have woken up pissing and I'd have climbed to the very top stairs
and jumped.
Imagine if he slipped on the piss and knocked himself unconscious.
Oh my god, what? No, okay, so it could be worse, but it wasn't that. Okay, so wait, so you get to the second floor and then, okay, so you have to go into, now you know that when he opens the door, you're going to be going into a hall where people might be.
And part of me was just thinking, like, just give me the fucking master key, man. Like, you can come, I'll leave it outside the room. Like,
or go get me a towel. Wait, does he make you walk down the hall of the hotel?
Luckily, it was like four doors away and it was around the corner.
But he doesn't get you a towel then.
No, I follow him, he opens it and I just walk in like this and nothing else is said.
He opens your bedroom door.
Yeah.
You walk in and then what do you say?
Oh, I walk in, the door closes and I just start like Medea style howling, like a Greek tragedy.
You should have called
and then
me.
Went straight to sleep.
Of course you were exhausted.
No, because part of me was convinced it was a dream.
When you woke up after your weep, how did you know it had definitely happened? The shame.
You know when you know.
The shame.
You know when you
the
know.
Shame.
So I remembered the corridor very clearly. My feet were a bit damp.
Yeah. So come here.
Didn't need a wee, which normally I would after a night of drinking.
So come here to me. Okay. I want to get to your well-being, but I just have a last logistical question. Is it ever mentioned again by the hotel staff?
No. But Catherine.
That's almost worse.
I know they all know.
That's almost worse. It's almost
There's
worse.
No way.
It's almost
there
worse.
There is no way that small team of staff do not have on an incident report somewhere.
There's probably
Big
cameras.
Girl, room 221.
There's probably cameras.
Naked. Yeah. There's cameras.
What hotel was
Which
it?
Means that the Urban Newtown.
The Urban Newtown. If anyone's listening from the Urban Newtown, we implore you to send videotapes. Helen, are you
All
okay?
You'll see is a videotape of me standing there pissing, waking up, running around screaming, like in my head panicking, getting to a front door, doing this for a while, and then being walked up the stairs like
the
a
walk
naughty
of
child
shame.
By a 19-year-old going, ugh.
Oh, sweet Jesus, Helen. Okay, so are you okay?
And then, no, because this it keeps going, because like the next day,
this is
I had to find something in myself to make me leave the hotel via reception. So I'm not going in the fucking stairwell. I'm not going back in there. If I get caught in there twice, then they all know. You know what I mean?
But wait, so
I
you
did do a little explore in the morning of the hotel to see what my route would have been. Because any of the sleepwalkers will know, obviously, like, for you guys, you're like, that's the worst thing that can happen. For me, what happened before I got to the stairwell?
Yeah.
So I left my room naked.
Yeah.
I woke up in the stairwell pissing. How many doors did I try?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
What else did I do? Yeah. Did I go visit someone? Did I have a conversation with someone in the God fucking knows what I've done.
I
could have done a shit outside of a room for all I know.
I have a question.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Did you who's the first person you tell? Would you go, do you arrange to have somebody meet you to go out the hotel, or did you just go out by yourself? So you leave by yourself, is it?
I messaged Josh and Olga and Ray Badron.
And you say what?
Oh my God, lol, I've got something so funny to tell you.
Yeah, classic.
And at this point, I'd already sworn to myself that I was not pissing. I was like, there's no piss. I was just naked in the corridor.
Yeah, never happened. Yeah.
And then wait a little bit.
Yeah.
I go and get a Domino's.
Yeah,
because I need to recover.
Oh my God, you don't need to explain.
It's cheap in Australia, as you
say.
You do not need to justify that. Like, I would be. I'm so impressed you left the flat. I'm so impressed you left the hotel.
I get a Domino's. Okay. Yeah. I go back up to my room. I am flicking over at reception. It's a different guy. I know they know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's just the body pissing in a stairwell. Do you know what I mean? A perspective wise, we're on World War VI. Mm-hmm. It could be worse. I then half tell Josh, Olga and Ray. I sort
what are you telling them? What do you
know when you're like something happens that's so traumatic, you give people versions of it, which is basically lying.
Yeah.
I give them the I woke up in the stairwell and a guy had to take me back up to my room from reception.
Yeah.
Which is obviously.
Do you tell them you're fully naked at that point?
They know I'm naked, but I think the waking up pissing is tricky.
Were they sensitive to you?
No, Olga was like, you must have been looking for a toilet. And it's like, yeah, I was probably looking for a toilet. And I was like, no, I wasn't pissing. I then call my agent, Breed. Breed says, well, I'm sure you were looking for a toilet. And
yes,
I was like,
thank you. But no, I did not piss and I don't want to talk about it.
I was like, no, I didn't piss actually. What? Oh, fuck yourself.
Are you okay?
And then Breed goes, and then Breed is very good. She told me a couple of stories of other people sleepwalking, which made me feel better. I told Sunil, who laughed, which I needed. Because it does, it's better than people. And then he rung me 6 hours later after telling everyone we know.
Wow.
Everyone in a group scenario at a gig. And apparently.
Wow, oh that's vile.
He told all of
He's
them.
He's a piece of shit. He's
all
a
of
piece
them.
Of
and
shit.
Apparently they all went, oh no.
Yeah,
oh,
correct.
That's awful.
Correct.
That's mortifying.
Okay, so other people were better than Sunil.
So they all like, oh God, poor, disgusting Helen.
No, they were just saying, poor Helen. She's only
and
four.
And then about, I'm only four. And I was all alone in all.
I actually hate the story. I'm sorry. You
I told Gwyneth
the
who
shock.
Found it as funny as you.
No, but it was funny and the shock of it is overwhelming. But now I'm like, I actually really truly feel for you.
Also remember this was like 8 days ago now. So I have processed a bit.
8 days ago is all we're talking. Babe, can I tell you how brave you are to be telling this story? I wouldn't tell it for 20 years.
I told it on stage 3 nights after. And I had to.
Of course, you had to. You had to in Australia?
Yeah.
Did you include the piss detail then?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. No,
I've
no.
been honest as far as
Listen,
the stage.
Listen, the beautiful thing about
Should
our
I
job.
Voice noted you? I felt like
no,
proof.
No, hear me out. The most beautiful thing about our job is that this will become, it already is, a set fucking piece. And you had to do nothing to get it. Well, I mean, you have to live with it. But you didn't have to, you know what I mean? We're all hoping
Honestly,
things will
Catherine,
happen to us.
You don't want that to happen.
No,
to
and
you.
To be clear, I don't. But this will become a set piece. It'll be funny. It'll be beautiful. You could do some sort of awareness.
It's my first
campaign
back in the
for
UK
sleepwalking.
Tonight.
Are you going to talk about it?
Do you think I should?
Well, we lost our minds, so yeah, I think of course you should. But you do what you want to do. But wait a second, hang on. It was never acknowledged by the hotel?
Mm-mm. And we left like a day after to go to Perth.
And how do you feel now about it? Scared it might happen again?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is scary.
I barricaded myself into my room.
Barricaded? Barricaded.
With Big Suit Kathy. And then the next couple of nights, I made Olga swear if she heard anything, she'd come and find me. But I think I had done two big nights in a row. And I was really burning the candle at both ends.
Andrew, could you please Google adult nappies for Helen, just so she has the option if you're drinking?
It's not there the might nappy be some thing. Disney that, ones. No, I just... Yes. If there's a Disney one, I'll take. But it's more that, like... I don't want to wake up on the street somewhere. I don't want it to happen again. But anywhere else would be better, because even if I woke up on the street, like, I could be like, Sunil, let me in, like ringing the doorbell. Like, yeah. I had...
That is terrifying.
Mickey and Minnie.
I would be terrified.
Adult diapers. They're on Etsy, so I imagine they're quite customed.
Oh, great.
Are they sex diapers?
Yeah, they are sex diapers, yeah.
That's fine. That's fine.
But does that mean are they absorbent? Or like, are they practical?
I don't. It was want a lot. To it was, if I remember, it was quite a big puddle. Change my mind.
Oh my god! I woke up pissing naked in a corridor.
You did.
Oh god!
Hey, don't you feel better?
And isn't that awful? That's like my whole memory of Australia now. I went to these amazing restaurants. I went to the most gorgeous beaches in the world. I had these wildlife encounters I'd never experienced.
That's more important.
I woke up pissing in a corridor, and I will never know anything else.
It's not
and
your
to
fault.
All the comedians in Perth, that's who I am. Big Helen. Pissed herself waking up in a corridor.
No, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. For me, may I say?
I told the head of the festival they're never going to book me again.
May I say, for me, the thing I remember most about your festival is the fact that you betrayed me and got a tattoo with Olga fucking Cock. So actually, it's not about things that you couldn't control. It's about your bad choices. This is not your fault.
Can you understand how everything I've done in the last 8 days is a trauma response?
Yeah. This is not your fault, though. Genuinely.
I'm going to see this tattoo in the future, and all I'll think about is 5 days before.
Was the tattoo
Golden
before?
Golden gay time, golden showers.
5 days after it.
So golden gay time, golden showers.
Oh.
Gets there pretty fast, huh? I love you. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's
Can
not
you
your
ask
fault.
Me something else about Australia?
Yes. How was the weather? Dry?
Fuck you.
How was the...
It was good. It's a real room.
I've forgotten other words. I'm so sorry. I actually truly have so much empathy for you, but I can't stop.
Have you ever sleptwalked?
No.
Have you ever woken up pissing?
No. But I have. Can
Never.
But I will say. I'll tell you something that'll make you feel better. When I was in university,
yeah,
I got really, 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 really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up at what?
Baking cookies.
Transpired to be midnight. So I'd gotten so drunk. By like 6 p.m., I'd been put to bed by my new girlfriend at the time. I'd been with her like 3 weeks. I woke up and I was like, what happened? And she was like, don't roll over. Don't roll over. I'd thrown up in her bed.
Oh.
And she was like, do you remember what we said? And I was like, what?
Oh, God.
I told her I loved her. I didn't. And I'd puked in her bed. And I woke up naked and covered in my own sick. And it was hell. And I remember thinking, and she was so like glad we'd said we loved each other.
Oh my God.
That I was like, all I can associate with is this now is like the smell of pee. When I think of how I've told you I love you, I also feel nauseous. And it was horrendous.
That took a lot for you to tell us that.
But I was 19.
And I really was not. Yeah, don't.
But there you go.
I was only 32. You know, we can all use.
But yeah, it was honestly one of the worst. I did that a few times when I first started drinking, because I didn't start drinking until I was 19, and then I went so hard, and I'd never had it, and I was such a good girl that I went way too hard, and I woke up a few times having puked in, like blacked out and puked, like all over people's houses, just awful stuff, and it's why I really, really, really struggle with. I can't. Drink loads now. Like I get so scared that I'm going
to
do that again.
On someone, and it is more in the queue for a toilet, just straight on her back. Still friends now. Hi Phoebe, if you're listening.
Hey good Phoebe girl. Sorry.
At least it wasn't a stranger. Christ.
Oh God.
Oh God. It's, oh, yeah.
This is a shame pod now.
I think it's good for us to say these things, though. Yeah.
I wish I hadn't told my story. So I think, given I'm already regretting telling that story, I'm so brave of you. I think it's so brave of you to have told that story.
I think it's good for us to do
this. I have so much regret even just having admitted that I can't imagine what it must be like.
So fresh. And then I'm telling you, my relationship with shame is so off that I was like, this is awful, but I need to tell it on stage.
Oh, no, I think that's fair. I think
I did lie for 2 days, though. I told people, like,
oh, but the things that that's fine. I think that I would have lied for years.
Sorry, Olga, Ray,
I would have lied for years. Years. But also, may I say this?
Yeah.
The thing is, shame is really powerful, and it really, really makes you hate yourself. And it's actually ridiculous because everybody makes mistakes. And this wasn't a mistake. You didn't have any control over this. Let's just be very clear about that. But also
good for Helen for finding a corridor to piss in, like sleeping Helen, instead of just doing that outside someone's room.
Yeah.
Or going on the street.
But listen to me. What I found is that shame, I had loads of it. I still have loads of it, but had loads of it. It was like debilitating for me until I found stand-up comedy. And now stand-up comedy is a place where I take what usually I would like have maybe be like, you deserve to die. You're a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Some like, oh, there's like really dark room that I used to live in with it. Jesus. No, but I do. That's how I experience shame, like real dark darkness. Now comedy offers this like little window in the corner of the room that goes like, but could it be funny? And yeah. I can clamor out of that.
And I get what you're saying. Because it's like puked in a bed.
Oh no! What I'm not. No, there's so many things. Sorry, for me, there's like my whole life is full of shame. But what I'm saying to you is. That when you but the thing is for me, like every conversation I have, I'll come away with being like covered in shame.
No.
Oh, but like, so you know, I filmed a really important television show.
Yeah.
Okay, that will come out at
which
some point.
Which is so annoying because I want to talk about it because she's told me all about it.
It's not Taskmaster, really Call Your Jets, so but oh my God, I wish it was. I can't wait for Taskmaster. I hope I get to
I'm
do it at some
Taskmaster.
Point.
Are you? No, I'm not. I decided to say
God,
it.
God, I hope we are. I'd be so happy for you. What's so cool is that I was so happy for you. What a nice feeling.
That's nice.
But I desperately want us both to do it, of course. But I was filming this TV show and my brain is so cruel sometimes. Mm-hmm. There were mirrors all over this room that I was doing this TV show in that I can't talk about, that I've still told you too much about. Anyway, the point is I filmed what should have been a great TV show that I felt like, wow, that was such a cool thing. And I woke up, well, didn't even woke up. I went home and wept all night about how I've done all the reading. I am a petite woman. That is not a feeling. Let me be very clear about this. Yeah, because it's because how dare I say this to you in a way. But like, I've done all the reading. I know the feminism. I know the academia, all of that. But I just had one of those days. I was the first day of my period and I just felt gross. Mm-hmm. And even though like I'm a very privileged woman, I want to be very clear. I know that. But mm-hmm. I felt I could not. My brain was going two places. I should have been doing the work. Yeah. And one part of my brain was going, you're fucking disgusting. And the other part of my brain was going, you're a bad feminist for thinking you're fucking disgusting.
Oh my God, you can't win.
And I went home and just wept. And I was like, well, this is crazy. But that's how my brain operates. It's like a shame spiral.
Oh my God, I am so glad you did not wake up in the corridor pissing yourself.
My point is, I joked about the climbing up to the top of the stairs, but I don't know that
I don't know if you'd be able to ring the bell on the street. Yeah, I honestly don't know.
I don't know either. I think I would just live in the corridor.
What would you have done? You would have just accepted it.
I think I'd be a stair person now. I think I'd live in the stairs. I'd grow my hair till I could wrap it around the stairs. I'd eat the paint off the floor. I'd be
and
a
that's the difference between a riddler and a puzzler and Bohart.
Yeah, I'm a stair dweller in that scenario. I'd like try to heat myself with the Wii. I'd be trying to create a filtration system through my hair turn my Wii into water. Like that would be my life.
Washing your hair is your concern when you become a stair person.
No, I'd be filtering it so they could re-drink the piss. Like oh I'd be like God. I'd be a stair dweller. You did so well. I'm so proud of you.
Andrew, please tell us you've got a shame story.
No, I've lived a pretty perfect life too.
You're such a cunt.
No, I'll tell you
Andrew,
a shame story.
Remember all those times you got ghosted? Play the tape.
No, I'll tell you a shame story. Okay. In terms of sleeping, I'm not too bad. I'm quite a sleep talker, and Reese does sometimes abuse that.
Yes.
He'll be like, "Can I use your card for an Amazon thing?" And sleepily, I'll be like, yeah.
"No." Oh my God, that is so fucked.
Okay, that feels manipulative and toxic, but
we don't
like that.
He always pays me back. It's not like he's actually taking money from me.
Okay. Just but, not just a sentence you don't want to have to say on a podcast. It's not like my boyfriend's really stealing from me. It's not like he's stealing from me.
No, the Earth Shame story, and this I was fully conscious for this. There's no excuses or anything to hide behind. Oh, I was going to a friend's birthday party.
Great.
And he lived in a village which was basically just like a mile long road. The right. village was all along this road.
Oh my god, that's like where I grew up.
And it's a sort of like parochial kind of haven. And I didn't know where to get off the bus, and one of my friends was also on the bus, and I said, "Oh, can you tell me when we get to this town?"
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh yeah, sure." And he's like, "Oh, we're here now." And I got off, but I got off at the wrong end of the village. Fuck. Which wouldn't have been an issue, except I just had a kebab and I really needed a shit.
Oh, Andrew, I don't want to hear this story.
I need to hear it. I need to hear
this
it.
This is for Helen. It's healing.
Do you want to go into a mind palace, put your headphones in?
Can you do it in the extras? Because I have to go early today.
Do you want me to tell this shame story in the extras?
Yeah, you tell me in the extras. Okay. And then we'll do the poo one, because I've actually got a poo one as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sign up for the extras.
Who's signing up for the extras to hear you both
sign up for the extras. We both shout ourselves. I once did... This is another piss one.
Hang on. No, we need to actually turn the note. Listen, look at me.
No, I
can't. You don't deserve further punishment.
Okay, I'm actually enjoying it.
No, you don't. You don't deserve it. So pause.
Yeah.
Tell me the three best things you did in Australia.
Olga, Ray and Josh.
No, you did them all?
Yeah.
Who was best?
We fuck!
Who was best? No.
Cock.
Yeah,
cock.
That's not surprising. But seriously, tell me the three best things you did.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I got to see some cousins who I haven't seen in years.
I love that.
Hang out, spend time with them. And that was just like so lush, because it's like, when would I ever be there to be able to do that? You know?
Gorgeous. What about the night you sent me that emotional, lovely voice note?
That's my next one.
Go on.
It was like, so obviously, like, going to a new country to do stand-up is a bit intimidating, because you're like, oh, I hope that they get me, or my references are okay, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Like, the gigs were great. Like, not that I was like, they were good, you know? Like, the gigs were lovely, and I did well. And then I had my three solo shows in Sydney, which obviously is a bit like, oh, God, who the fuck's going to come?
I know. I would be worried, yeah.
Like, this is so, like, because you did this in Melbourne, right? But you did the mix bill.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. Yeah. I never had to try to sell a room out.
So it's like, oh, God, let's see how this happens. We packed it out all three nights.
That's unbelievable. Well done.
50-seater.
That's amazing. You sold out every night. Congratulations.
But there were like people coming out afterwards being like, we listen to Trusty Hogs. It was so lovely, but also like, oh my God, you really know me. Like, I'm not going to say anyone's names, because I don't think I asked if I could, but like, it's a lovely woman who made me like a really specific fridge magnet with like so many like amazing references to stuff I love. And I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking dying. Like, someone from the Giggles family was there, which was amazing. Like, and then just like doing like, just other gigs, like the mixed bills, like in Perth even. Like, I went on stage one night, this woman just started like fucking snorting, which I was like, so funny and amazing. But also the rest of the crowd are like, why the fuck is she snorting at the one fat woman in the group?
That's so funny. That's amazing.
Then I met like a random guy, like outside. Like, there's just like so many people where it's just sort of like, oh my fucking God, I cannot believe.
That's so cool.
This is a thing. And it made me like so like warm and fuzzy. And the third thing, I'd say the quokkas.
That is a really, really, really good answer. And that's what I want you to remember about Australia. And hey,
honestly, though, to anyone listening to this episode, there's no way they're taken away that I loved meeting listeners in Australia.
Can I ask something? When this episode comes out on Thursday or whenever you're listening, can you please tweet us at Trusty Hogs? I'd love to see where people are listening. I'd love you to tweet and say, like, at Trusty Hogs, at Catherine Bohart, at Helen Bauer, where you're listening from, hashtag corridor, hashtag international, yeah. Hashtag international corridor.
Also, this pissing corridor story, allow me to control my own narrative.
Yeah.
Do not tell all your friends if they're going to come see me on stage, okay?
Yeah.
Let us process it as a group this week
privately.
Together.
This is just for the pigsty.
Don't tell people to listen to just this episode and this episode only.
You have to put this in your show.
I have clearly been through a lot.
Yeah.
And I would appreciate a little bit of time to process. Andrew, once Catherine's gone in a minute, we'll do the shitting ones, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do a listener problem?
I don't actually. I actually feel like you've been through a lot.
The answer to every problem is, who cares? I pissed in a corridor.
Yeah, I think like perspective wise, it's hard to take anybody else's problems seriously this week. So I think it's best we don't put them in contrast to one another. And instead we just say this, Helen Bauer, I'm thrilled you're home. I missed you. I missed you so much.
This has been a really tough episode for me. I know, but can I tell you,
I really missed you. You fulfill a place in my heart and life that nobody else does. I really miss you. You're gross, yeah. You make mistakes, sure. But like genuinely, I realize that you're like a genuinely like a beautiful part of my life where there's just always like unconditionally we're going to have fun, and that's so exciting. I don't like not make my other friends sound so boring.
Yeah, that's mean, such a yeah, yikes, off
maybe
others.
Cut that out.
Sorry, but Georgie. Like,
wait, no, fuck. She's gonna kill me. No, but I do go to her for like real chats, and the thing is I've missed you, and I'm glad I'm really glad we're friends.
I love you so much. I love you so much.
And can I say one last thing?
Yeah, boy.
Every single photo you put online
is in a wank bank.
Wait, in your swimsuit, I took over to Ellen's face and was like, look at how hot Helen Bauer is. And then she zoomed inappropriately. You are so fit.
Tits or funny?
Tits. We both went tits. Sick. And those legs. My God. If you haven't taken the time to perv on Helen Bauer, go onto her Instagram and look at those holiday snaps. You look fucking glorious.
I know what I look like. Like naked in a swimsuit, I look, you look very amazing. Much like a very tall chicken.
No,
okay.
No,
because I've got the
No, stop it. No. You actually look fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, no, the chicken's a
fit. No, stop.
Oh my God, why did
stop it. Just listen to me. Take the compliment.
Thank
you.
You
look fucking stunning.
What are you saying about chickens?
Shut up. Listen to me. Shut up, Helen, and listen to me. You look so hot in your swimsuit. Your body's insane. Your body's insane. Your tits and legs, you look absolutely incredible. And every single time you just look like a person who, you know when you see a woman on a beach and you're like, oh, some people belong by the sea. Like, you look phenomenal. And I know that the world does not always appreciate bigger bodies. Look at me. Look at me. And then you have whiny little bitches like me coming in being like, I feel fat on a TV show. Shut the fuck up. Listen to me. You looked incredible. And I needed you to know that.
Ow. Oh my God.
Did you just throw a spoon at me?
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm maybe really uncomfortable.
Okay, sorry. I'll stop objectifying you now. I love you.
I look like a chicken.
You pissed in the corridor.
Oh, bye-bye.
Don't forget to leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, my God, Monte. Thank you so much to our executive producers and our producers that allow us to keep making the show and making it everything we ever dreamed it could be. So first of all, to our exec producers, you know who they are, say them with me. It's the wonderful Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Harkey-Deacon, Oliver Jago, and Stuart Kerr.
Thank you so much. Thank you also to our producers, Richard Bignall, L. Richard Bold, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Emma Walton, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R, Anthony Conway, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, Rhea Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Reardon, Abby Wharf, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Mae Williams, Tristan, Liz Forsh, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fox, Amy, Emily
G. Gay. Oh, damn it.
So many new producers. Thank you so,
thank
so
you
much.
So
we
much.
Could not keep it going at the minute, especially with all the new camera equipment we've had to buy. Thank you so much for supporting us. If you can support us on Patreon, thank you so much. If you can't, that's fine. You're still part of this. Enjoy the podcast. We love you and we'll talk to you next
Leave
week.
Leave us a review.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.